What's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here, your host of Listen Bitch. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast and that you have joined the Facebook group. I think we are literally six people away from the first giveaway. And I'm going to gauge this on not just the 200 members in the group, but making sure that everyone that is being entered is actually subscribed. So there is a post in that group. I believe it's pinned to the top where you can actually show proof that you are subscribed and that you have added your friends. That way you're in the running because it's open game right now, bitches. This is a giveaway valued at over $100. And I'm fucking excited, man. This is my first, well, actually, it's my second podcast giveaway. Shantae won a journal and a few little things from the gate right from the jump she was in on it. But Jesus, Shantae, big shout out to you again. Like, she is there sharing links, sharing everything in the groups, all the things. She's fucking awesome. So again, sharing some love. I hope you bitches had a great fucking weekend. I feel like it's been forever since I sat in this chair to record my podcast. And I recorded Radical Limits today. I had a great conversation with my friend Leo. We talked a little bit about just kind of the assignment I gave you guys for the weekend to figure out who the fuck you are, right? Because he did this whole academy class, like, you know, where he's teaching. He had some incredible downloads from the universe, all the things. He shares that with people. And now, oh shit, I just stabbed myself in the eye. Take a moment of silence, bitch. Take a moment of silence. I'm gonna have to pause this so I can go cry to myself. Damn. Okay, bitch. It's not fine, but we're gonna keep recording anyway. So I'm just gonna keep my eyes closed. I literally am fucking with shit and trying to talk at the same time. And yeah, I'm a hot mess today. But oh my God, it was fucking gorgeous. The weekend has been amazing. I got to record a podcast. We talked a little bit about, you know, just like, what do you think the danger is in like taking yourself to the next level of consciousness? And how can you take yourself through all these levels of growth to kind of like be able to look at the universe as a whole in its whole perspective and just be someone different, but then like join the workforce again? And lucky for Leo, I've done it. I literally go to work and I bartend and I clock out as Brandon, the person who is like a higher, you know, consciousness and all the things, that I'm just Brandon there. But it's really cool because I see people in the conversations I have, like they kind of are like leveling up to me. And before in my life, this is kind of how I just always assimilated myself into public because I don't fit in. I don't fit in. I don't have normal conversations. I don't know how to do small talk. I am not like other people. My brain just doesn't work like that. And I've always been just fucking awkward in social situations. And now I used to have to kind of like play down, right? I guess like play down who I was and just kind of play the game of like play the role of having a basic fucking conversation, which was exhausting. I don't do that anymore. But what I have noticed is that people like actually level up in conversations with me. Like their energy changes, things change, and just the vibration is different, bitch. It's fucking different. So he's like, how do people do this? And we had this great conversation of like, what is the danger in that? And I think the only thing that's dangerous in this life, the only thing that's dangerous is complacency. Bitch, when you're staying exactly where you are, you're fucking dead in the water. Like, that's dangerous because you get super comfortable. And then everything that makes you uncomfortable is 100 times harder every year that passes by. Every year that passes by, your fear just grows. Your insecurity is just feeding that, fueling it. So you're fucking scared. But we're not little bitches here. Like, we are fucking strong, independent, powerful bitches. Like, fucking badass bitches. We're not little bitches, okay? I know you guys get that. You are fucking powerful. You are strong and you are committed to just helping awaken the rest of society to this higher level of conscious living, where we realize that it's not the things around us that we have that are making us whole. It's not chasing the fucking money or the notoriety or fucking fame. All that shit is bullshit. Literally told him if something happened in my life, and because I'm having a great time, bitch, I'm fucking happy. I have everything I want. I like do dreamy shit in my life. It's fucking beautiful. I have healed. I have earned this. I'm putting in the work to continue to grow and just be like, what the fuck is next? This was fun. That hurt a little. I want to go back for more fun. How do I get there? Because, bitch, your only job is to have fun. It's your only job is to have fun. We're going to talk about Mushroom Monday here. And I know I got you bitches on some clickbait because I want to talk about crying after sex. I think my husband didn't think I was really going to have this conversation. So my first question is, and before you finish this podcast, like I want you to pause it right now and I want you to go on the Facebook group and I want you to guess who cried. Okay. I want you to guess who is crying in my bed. And this is the bed where kids aren't allowed. Okay. We're talking about grown-up bedtime. I'm curious, is it me or Benjamin? I wonder what Facebook is gonna say, because he sure the fuck did not think I was gonna have this conversation. So pause the shit, comment in the group, and just say, you know, Ben or Brandon. I'll put up a poll even. Bitch, can I do that right now? I'm just gonna log into Facebook right now, and I'm gonna go into the Listen Bitch Facebook group where you better be. Like, you have to be in this group. There are a lot of incredible women in there. We're building each other up. I've got some guys in there too. So don't feel like, you know, you have to have a vagina to belong. I do think we are the superior species, but I mean, it's fine. I've got love for y'all too. I got love for y'all. Okay, so we're gonna go to the Listen Bitch Facebook group. And is it gonna let me create a poll? Oh shit. All right, bitches. So I'm typing Brandon right now. And I'm gonna type done. Benjamin here too. I seriously like pause the fuck out of this and I want you just to vote. If you're listening to the podcast right now, bitch, this post is for you, comma. Cast your vote now. Are you kidding me? We just did that live on a podcast. Who does that? This is the part where Brandon is not so professional and more just like in the fucking moment. So we're doing that. But so you guys can cast your vote. And we're gonna see who the fuck you guys think is crying after sex, okay? Because this is a real thing, and it's not the first time it's happened. It doesn't happen all the time. This is probably like, I don't know. I would say maybe the third or fourth time. Benjamin will correct me, and I will make that right if I'm wrong. But I think it's like the third or fourth time. We've been married for, oh gosh, we've been together for 11 years, I think. 11 and a half years, bitch, that we have been cruising this thing. So we could dabble in a little bit of relationship talk today. We'll get there. But so yeah, it was a beautiful fucking day. You know what we did today? This is what we did. We drove to St. Joe. I drove the FTR and Benjamin took my Chief. And once we got into like where everybody, it was so fucking busy, I freaked the fuck out. I'm like, nope, we're out. We are leaving. Part of the problem is like my middle finger's fucked, okay? Pretty sure the top knuckles broke, my nail ripped off. It's just fucked. And it's like swollen because I don't ever rest it. Like it just is not get a rest, period, okay? It's even my left hand and this fucking bitch is like being put to work, okay? But anyway, we were driving around. I'm like, let's just go to B Dubs. It's like close. And I have some friends that work there. Well, friends, one of these bitches got fired. So I hope she's listening today because we were sorry to not see you, Erica. We were bummed, but we were still in good hands and it all worked out. So we go there and where I could just kind of like rest my finger because like fucking shifting, my clutch was a bitch. And yeah, we were there for a hot minute, long enough for me to eat half of an amazing fucking burger. It was so delicious. Like the Hatch Green Chili Burger. I recommend it. I wish I would have like boxed up the other half and made Benjamin take it in his backpack, but I didn't. I gave it to him to eat. So I'd give anything for that cheeseburger right fucking now. My stomach is literally growling while I'm doing this podcast. But anyway, bitches, we just were like, fuck this. We're not gonna go where the people are. Like, we just want to go out in nature. So we went and cruised down by this spot where we are fucking pumped because this place is so beautiful. We're actually going to take the kids fishing there tomorrow. As soon as he gets off work, we're going to go head up over there, pack a picnic, all the things, let the kids just go ham. But it was gorgeous. We just sat on this cliff overlooking the water for hours and just talked about shit. And I guess that kind of is what inspired me to kind of flirt with the relationship conversation. I know that you, there's a serious one that I recorded. You guys know it fucked up on me. I did not hit record, so I spoke for 45 minutes on this. I'm not ready to go back to that, okay? And that conversation was more for like people that are really stuck in something toxic, okay? Like toxic relationships are bullshit. And I'm gonna tell you guys right now, we are far from perfect. Like we were literally talking about some of the shit that we struggled through 11 years ago. Like there was no one in the world that wanted us together. People were coming up to me like, do not marry him. And I didn't know people in this, I had been in Michigan for fucking 2 years, 3 years. And people are coming up to me just like, don't marry him. He's not a good person. Like people are just going ham on this conversation. Now, when I tell you, like, it was drama, like to the point where even one of his good friends comes into the bar I'm working at. He's like, oh my gosh, you're Ben's wife. My stomach sank and I wanted to throw up because I'm like, here we go again. And he was actually a nice guy, Chris, babe. I know you remember when he came in. But I was just like fucking exhausted of everybody. And bitches, when I say everybody, I'm saying that his mom literally was like, do not marry my son. Do not marry him. And I'm just like, what the fuck? It was a lot. We went through a lot. But here we are. And we're not just here. Like we are fucking thriving. And we go through the struggle like everybody else of fucking life getting in the way. And it does. Like there are times where we just kind of were in robot mode. And this was more like before Brandon started really going through the healing, times where we were kind of just like roommates. And I want to tell you guys, because this is Microdose Monday, so I do want to throw in some mushroom talk because I think that's super important. And it was part of the conversation I had with Leo today too, because part of what I love about my relationship now is like we can talk about goals and like we can set our mind on something that we want to do together, and how we can just like how do we fuel our dreams, right? We have dreams, we want to do some things. How do we get there? You know, what's that thing we can do together that's gonna, you know, fulfill us emotionally, stimulate, like keep us stimulated, keep us engaged, keep our brains growing where we can progressively learn something that's going to keep us from being complacent and stagnant and just waiting for what's next. Bitch, we're not going to fucking sit around and wait for retirement. You know what I mean? We're going to light that bitch on fire and do everything we can now to get the most we can out of this life in this moment. Because it's not about like, ooh, when I retire, I'm going to be happy or all the things. Bitch, life is happening right now. Life are those moments where we get to escape from the kids and take our motorcycles, you know, out into the middle of nowhere and sit on a cliff and just talk about shit. Like, that's fucking life. Life is when, you know, we get to take the kids fishing and when we get that time together as a family. That's life. Stop living for your job. Stop letting that overtake you, consume you. Like, just fucking take your life away. Life is everything outside of that. That's just a fucking thing. It's a thing. And if you don't like it, then you have to set the goals to move yourself out of that. And it's possible, bitch. It's possible. I've worked at home for 7 years. 7 years I've been working at home. It's fucking possible. Of course, I can't record a podcast without interruption. It's only 8:30 here, so the kids are still up. I'm about to go do the whole bedtime routine after we dive into our conversation. So we're talking about mushrooms. I'm going to throw that in here today because Leo and I were talking about this shit, and Ben and I are going to start a business. Okay, like we are super hungry to be able to start this business because people ask me all the time, "How can I get my hands on this? How can I get my hands on this?" I'm like, "Find a weed guy," but everybody I've talked to is like, "Our weed guy doesn't do it." Like, bitches are having a hard time being able to microdose. And I get that. In the meantime, I do have a me product. I super recommend that because you're going to get a lot of the same benefits where it just kind of, you know, helps you focus, helps your mental clarity, you know, helps your thought process where you're not feeling, you know, depressed and low. Like it helps equal your vibration so you can actually choose your next steps, right? Like it just changes your perspective, kind of slows you down, pulls you back. I'm telling you, I do both, okay? I am a huge component of mushrooms and I love them. And obviously, once my mushroom business is off the ground, bitch, that's all I'm going to talk about. But in the meantime, I do have something that is super fucking comparable. Like, I literally, if my husband mixed up my supplements and he was like, here, take this today, and maybe he gives me a microdose, I wouldn't be able to tell a difference of the microdose and the me product. I wouldn't. Like, colors are more vibrant. The world is more clear. Everything's clear. My brain kind of slows down. So please, if you are struggling with things like, feeling depressed, feeling frustrated, feeling isolated, feeling low vibration, low energy, low mental focus, if you're easily distracted, all this shit, okay? I can't hook you up with a microdose right now, but I can fucking give you a product that is comparable by far. Literally, Health Canada talks about this product like mental, I mean, everything. It does health claims, okay? In the United States, we're not allowed to do that legally. So, I want you guys to check out what Health Canada is saying about this product because it's fucking on fire. It is on fire. It is definitely an incredible substitute. And the truth is, if you don't want to support me, then you can just go to Google and you could check out me product. But if you order from me, I do get some kickbacks on that. So you're buying my fucking green tea, okay, or some shit. You're buying me a cup of tea. That's what I drink, bitch. Or you're supplying my mushroom habit, okay? So one way or another, you're supporting me. I know that doesn't make people comfortable all the time, so I get it. You don't necessarily have to order through me, but just get on the products, okay? But if you're a badass bitch, you're gonna order me from me. So why don't you reach out to me, private message me on Facebook, and let me know you want a link. Sometimes that shit goes to spam, so give me some patience because I'm already behind in messages. I'm always behind in messages, but it's fine. But give me some time. If we're not friends, comment on a post or something like, "Hey, I sent you a message about me." Or you can sign up for emails at brandonlynette.com. And you can subscribe to my email list there. It's been about 3 weeks now. I haven't sent out an email. Taking a little hiatus. I just want to nurture my podcast baby. I'm super in love with this space. I'm having a great time and I'm starting to enjoy it like more than writing, like being able to just let my words flow. And, my brain goes faster than my hands do. Okay. So it's like hard to write sometimes because like my brain is 1,000 sentences ahead and my hand is still spelling out the. But, yeah. So anyway, I'm having a great time. No apologies for not sending messages, but I do answer everything. If you email me back, you'll get a reply saying, "Welcome, bitch." Reply back to that and just say, "I want your me products." Another way, if you want to support me, because this podcast is free, bitch, you're getting some really cool information and some insight into my life. You're getting trade secret. You're getting relationship secrets here. Bitch, one of us cries. One of us cries. And you're about to find out who. I know you're in suspense and you're like, "Oh my God, what happened? How did this happen? Why? Why would someone cry after such a monumental a moment or whatever, whatever?" We're gonna get there. So these mushrooms, okay. This I'm excited about our business because honestly, I love the fact that we have doctors, okay. Literally, I've had to have C-sections. I needed a surgeon. I couldn't have babies naturally, no matter what. If this was back in the olden days before, modern science came into view and we had medical care, I would have died, bitch. I would have died with baby number one. Okay. I am truly here and my six babies are here because someone believes in science. Okay. And I love that. I support that. There are some really great doctors out there. But the majority of these doctors, it's a fucking business. Okay. And they are studying from a book, and we put so much trust into them. Like they're the end all be all do all that when a motherfucker tells someone, "Hey, you're dying from cancer," you believe them and then you kill over in 6 weeks. Right. And then you've got some of these people that get told something and they know their body more. And that's what I love about mushrooms. Okay. All types of mushrooms, because you get in tune with your body, and I promise you know your body better than any doctor. Sometimes it's not about like fucking looking for a diagnosis. It's not about like, "Oh my God, what's wrong with me? I feel this thing. What's happening?" It's like, take yourself through the process, like, take yourself through a checklist of like, "Man, what have I been eating? How much extra weight am I carrying around? That shit's hard on a body. How much have I moved my body?" Maybe you don't have extra weight, but being skinny doesn't mean you're healthy. What kind of nutrients are you bringing in? Is your body absorbing nutrients? It's just a matter of taking yourself through this mental and emotional process of like, mentally, how do you feel? And then you do a body check with yourself. This being fucking mindful and being in the moment, being present in all your awareness, this is a fucking health benefit in and of itself. This is part of that meditational awareness, this just being able to check in and say, do I feel good? What needs some work here? What is happening? You know, I talk myself through if I start a new supplement, like we drink this, we drink a cup of earth, bitch. We put so much shit in our tea. And there's one product that if I put more than like a regular scoop, like if I get a big scoop, if I'm going fast and I'm just like fucking slamming shit in my cup, if I get too much, it affects me. Like I feel just like bloated and not good. And I could tell, like, oh shit, I must have actually put in a bigger scoop than I should have of this product. And the minute I lay back on it, I feel good. You become so aware that you know what product is in your system and how it's making you feel. It's fucking amazing. So I'm excited about this business because that's the impact I want to make. I want people to have help. I want to help bitches who are emotionally overeating, who have food addictions, who are addicted to alcohol, who are addicted to drugs, who are in fucking messy relationships, who have no self-love, who need to go through healing trauma. Like, you name it, bitch, and I'm going to be there, literally. Like, it's going to be part of my coaching programs. And speaking of coaching programs, bitch, it's Monday. I fucking love Mondays. They're my favorite days. And today is Sunday for me, okay? And it was a really fucking productive day. Like, you would not believe the shit I got done before noon today. You'll be like, bitch, you're lying. No, I'm fucking amazing. I'm amazing because I gave myself rest yesterday and the day before, and I didn't beat myself up for it. I didn't dwell and exhaust myself thinking about everything I should do. I just let myself fucking rest. And you have to do that sometimes. You let yourself rest and you're gonna feel on fire the next day. Like, I literally, like, my husband woke me up when he was leaving and I jumped the fuck out of bed. I was like, hell yeah, let's do this. And I fucking got to it. It was so great. But that's how Mondays are for me. I get so excited. So I'm excited about tomorrow. I'm looking at my coaching schedule because I'm moving some things around. I have a new class starting on Saturdays in November. I'm thinking the second week and I'm moving some client list around, and I just want you bitches to know, okay, I'm going to start a new thing. I talked a little bit about this with my husband. I have coached women that are in business or want to be coaches, right? And I feel like that kind of shuts out people, and the pricing that I have makes it hard for people that want, you know, maybe just that, like, essence, the life coaching essence, right? That really do want to level up their life, but they're not working the side hustle. They're not working the business. I've worked a business for 7 years. I know how to monetize social media, and that's where I help women. But that's not necessarily what everybody wants. Okay. So I'm opening up two spots, bitch, for some life coach gigs. Okay. Gigs. Bitch, you want to work with me or not? So I'm thinking two spots. I'll let you know the day for sure. I'm working out some schedule with, like, the bartending and then, you know, my current list of peeps that are in my life and working out around everything, really. But I've got room for two, and it's going to be three Zooms a month where, you know, we have 45 minutes face to face. You're going to have unlimited Voxer, and I just help you elevate your fucking life. You don't necessarily have to be someone who's trying to work a business, but I want to help you enhance your personal relationship with yourself. I want to help you elevate to that next vibration. I want to fucking help you get your shit together so you are that mom you've always wanted to be, that friend you've always wanted to be, that partner you've always wanted to be. Are you struggling in your relationships, bitch? I've got you. I've got you. Okay. So, two coaching spots, they're gonna go fast. Okay. I already have turned down people for business because, I mean, because bitch, I make up my own rules. Okay. I make up my own rules. I have released people that were, you know, not ready to work with me. And I have release people that were well past what I could help them with. And I've just been really fucking picky about who I work with because I can, it's my energy. So this is going to be no different. It's not necessarily if you message me, I don't know that we're going to be a good fit, but I want to have a conversation with you. Okay. And if I feel like I could help you, then we go to the next step. That's it. So you can get a free, you know, let's just do a free Zoom. It's a consultation where we just see if we're a good fit. Okay. Because I could tell right away. Like, I could tell right away if you're not ready. And I'm not going to let you waste the money. But this is going to be very fucking affordable. I mean, bitch, this is going to be affordable as fuck. And it's I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you because this leaves you with zero room to have an excuse to not want to level up because change is fucking scary. And I know when bitches are like, all right, I'm going to hire Brandon. You know the storm is coming. You know that we're going to fuck shit up. You know that we're going to take you to the next vibration. And you know that your excuses are no longer valid. They're fucking gone. Like the minute you sign that contract with me, bitch, your excuses are out the door. We're like, bye bye. So let's try it. Let's try. Two clients, if you hear this and you're like, fuck yes, I have to work with her. I have to work with her. This is not going to be about your business. It's not going to be about you making money. This is going to be about you leveling the fuck up on your vibration. So, let's just jump into a little bit of relationship talk. I'm not sure how long I've been recording at this moment with all the interruptions. My eyes finally not burning anymore. The kids are being so fucking patient in the next room. I've been in here longer than I've been recording because I wasn't sure what the fuck we were going to talk about. But this is an easy conversation for me because I have a great fucking relationship, okay? And it's not like it worked out for me the first time. I've been divorced twice, you know, to the same person. So a bitch learns lessons the hard way. That's the truth. But 12 years, we talked about a lot of things tonight that you know, times we didn't think it was going to work and like what really reined us back in. Like, I'll tell you guys, because I know some of you heard me say, like, even his mom told me not to marry him. I know you're like, ooh, drama, spill the tea. So let's spill the tea, bitch. I believe in God, and that wasn't a secret. It wasn't a secret on my Facebook. It wasn't a secret in my life. And his mom had seen that. And when I met my husband, he was very anti-God. Like, he was so anti-God. He actually confessed to me tonight. There was one night that we were laying in bed when we were first dating, and he's like, I don't remember the conversation, but it was something about God. And I was like, just get the fuck up and leave right now. This is not going to work out. You guys are not compatible. And he doesn't know what kept him there in that moment, like what energy was there where he knew in his mind, like, there's no fucking way she believes in God, and that's just not for me, and all the things. Like, he was ready to bounce. He's like, I don't know what happened, but I woke up the next day and I sure as fuck was happy that you were there, you know? So there were times in our relationship. Some of you guys know we had a little toxic portion of our lives. My husband does not drink alcohol. It turns him into, I mean, it just. He's not the same person. It's very violent, volatile, toxic bullshit. Okay. So we've come through a lot. There's never going to be a point where I tell you everything is perfect. And I'm not even going to tell you right now that we're going to be together forever. Okay. I've seen bitches like try to do marriage counseling and they talk like our relationship is so perfect and everything is great. And they're divorced 6 months later. I'm not going to tell you that shit doesn't happen. Nobody gets married to get divorced, but who the fuck knows? We don't know what's coming next. We don't know what could happen in our personal lives. But I do know that we made a solid commitment and we choose every day. That's it. We fucking choose every day. And it's so easy, bitch. When you're married and you have kids, I think this is one of the biggest reasons people fall out is like you start to feel like a roommate. And that's, we've been through those seasons where we did feel like roommates. There were seasons because so many fucking kids and work and the demand of life. I wasn't healed. So I was being selfish. He wasn't healed. He was being selfish. And there were just moments of like, God, is this really going to work? But I'm going to tell you about some of the things that have really helped us thrive and evolve. And that's number one, when I started all my entrepreneur goals, dreams, steps, everything I wanted to do, he very much supported me. And he was like, fucking do it. Right. So he kind of pushed me in that area. And in the times he wasn't supportive, it's not that he wasn't supportive. It's that I wasn't doing what I should have been doing. I wasn't. I was like blaming everything and everyone else why this wasn't working for me and all the things. And he's like, fuck it, just quit. Like, literally, this podcast is here because he told me to fucking quit. He told me to quit coaching, quit writing, quit speaking, quit everything because I was struggling, struggling. So everything we have has come from the point of like, we either choose to quit or we fucking go hard and we commit for life. Our last conversation, like we were talking about it today, the last fight we got into, and I'm not talking like we get in heated discussions. Like, literally, we'll fight about the motorcycles. We'll fight about, you know, whatever dumb shit. Okay. Like, that's the worst our life gets right now is we fight about the bikes. But, and that's only because he tried to trade in my FTR and it fucking hurt my feelings, man. So I end up being a dick to him and I'm like, don't touch my motorcycles. And then he's pissed at me because, like, it's just a big mess. But anyway, just dumb shit. Okay. Our last fight literally was like, we were going to sign papers of like the divorce. And it was peaceful conversation. We're laying in bed. We're just like, all right, we just got to be done. You keep drinking, that's fine, but it's not the lifestyle for me and my kids. This just isn't like, we'll be friends. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Sell the house, go buy all your dream stuff. Like, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. Right. And that was it. We were going to quit on it. And the next day, I'm like, what is it? He's like, I just wake up the next day and I just know. I just know this is what I want. And we stay invested and we grow through the problems. Right. So, number one, you set the goal for how someone is going to love you. That's it. You said it, and they'll meet you where you love yourself. There's no way my husband would ever accept that I loved him if he didn't have these moments of loving himself. He would never believe it, right? And there's no way that I would ever believe he loved me if I didn't heal myself. So you have this expectation on whether or not someone loves you when, bitch, you don't even love yourself. So this is a really important thing before we dive into some tips about like growing, you know, growing through a marriage, especially if you've got kids and you're working and you guys are just like ships in the night, right? There's 3 nights a week that I don't see my husband but for like 20 minutes that day. So what happens? So how do we keep it thriving? We have to work on ourselves. We have to feel good with ourselves, right? Like, you have to take care of yourself. Days that he is not feeling good and all the things, he's not good for me. And I know that. I don't take it personal. I'm like, oh, he's not taking care of himself. That's his problem, right? And the same thing with me. If I don't take care of myself, I'm going to feel shitty and have a bad time. And it's not personal for him either. It's just like, oh, this bitch didn't do what she needed to do today. Like, you know, I'm sure he wants to ask me if I meditated. Did I get in the garage and work out? I'd fucking stab him if he ever asked me that. But I know his mind is probably like, oh, this bitch did not meditate today. She's on something. And it's just that giving each other space, right? I've never, ever, ever, ever told my husband he had to change. Never. I've invited him. I'm like, baby, grow with me. Let's do this together. And that's the thing. Your relationship will thrive when you evolve together. You have to talk about your values and dreams. Shared goals give you a sense of purpose and direction. And when your vision is clear, you make concrete plans for how to spend your time and energy. We know what the fuck we're doing now. Bitch, we're going back to school. We have some shit to learn. We're going to grow from each other. We have a fucking goal. That's it. We are set on our goals and our values. We agree on so many things. Like, it didn't used to be like this, but we agree with God. We can talk about aliens. We agree on politics and maybe not set policies, maybe not set things. There are some things we disagree on. But we have the same, we just are aligned on so many things. We do have, you know, a difference in music. He's very like, he only likes one little set genre. He's not always open to new stuff, and he's definitely not, he doesn't like my shit. Okay, we'll just say that. And it's okay. He gives me space. Like, sometimes he'll play my stuff. Sometimes we find a concrete middle ground, and you know, I can love everything, but it's just that respect of like, it's okay if we do like different things. You know, he was never like, oh my God, you listen to rap, we're done. I'm sure he's thought it a few times, but no. And the truth is, like, we're gonna disagree, but you've got to listen to each other with an open mind, and you find solutions that satisfy both of you. Like, us working out our differences is what has always brought us closer. And it's not about like who's gonna be right, bitch. It's not about who's right. This isn't, no one's keeping score. Sometimes keeping the peace matters more than being right, which I say this because I'm always right, right? Bitch, I'm always right. This fool. I think there's might be twice in our life where I've had to be like, oh my God, I'm sorry, you're right. Twice, bitch. Okay. Twice. But you've got to resolve the conflicts. That's it. And you have to figure out like, what is it that you're really fighting about? Okay. So everybody lets the little shit build up. They don't communicate every single day. When I feel a shift in his energy, I'm like, what's up? What's up, babe? Oh my God, so and so was so negative at work. And I could tell he's carrying the energy of bullshit, right? Or, oh my God, I didn't sleep good. My back is messed up. And like, I just ask him, what's up? There's no like,
Oh my God, why are you being a fucking dick? Like, I don't get aggressive and I don't attack him. It's just I give him that space of like, what do you need right now? You know? Express gratitude. Remember why the fuck you're with this person in the first place and let them know how much you appreciate them. There's never been a lack of praise in our life. The two of us celebrate the fuck out of each other. I mean, we are stupid. Like, we are stupid in love. Like, that's it. We choose that. And we're grateful, especially when we get time away from the kids. And today was one of those days. I know money is like a huge source of friction. So it really is about being honest with expectations too. We have some debt that I want paid off before we do anything else. And we have a money board in our kitchen where we literally keep exactly what's in the bank account and what needs to come out for the week. Like the whole month is up on the board where we are clearly aware of our budget and what's allowed here and there. And no more frivolous stuff until we release some debt, right? Because we got a little crazy. And I have no regrets. I'm super excited about it. I'm just saying no more here. And he agrees on that goal. So we're working together, knowing that this is what we're going to do. So once we get out of debt, then this is our next purchase, right? We have goals of like, what are we going to buy next? Like, what is our next thing? I think it's important just staying open with that communication of what you want to do. Major decisions always need to be made together. There isn't any business I've signed on to do or any crazy idea I've had that I didn't bring by him first. And it's the same thing. It's not like the KTM in our garage that I'm not happy about. It's not like he went and bought it behind my back. We were both there, bitch. We both signed the paperwork. I was like, fuck, we're in it. I support you. It was his dream bike. I didn't agree that it was 100% a great decision. In fact, I was against it, but I love him and I support him. And he's done the same thing for me. So sometimes we have to let our loved ones make those mistakes and see for themselves what they're chasing. And as much as he loves the bike, it's just not a bike for him at the moment, right? That's like an 18-year-old Benjamin bike. But I couldn't tell him the lesson. He had to learn it. And it doesn't matter what price we had to pay because kind of getting the lesson is invaluable. And now I know that whenever we're making a decision like that for what's next, he's going to take that into account, right? Is this just a frivolous, careless, ridiculous decision? And sometimes those are cool. Other times you've got a money pit sitting in your garage that you're just not excited about, right? But when you're living with someone, like you've got to work together for everything. You have to prioritize the relationship. Like, we definitely do what we can to try to get whatever time we can together. And this, I laugh because, like, we make comments to each other all the time of, like, this is why we don't have friends. This is why we don't go out with other people. And it's because we are stupid selfish with our time. You guys, we have six kids. We're not like other people. Ideally, if we didn't have six kids, maybe we had two and we found a couple that had kids the same age. How fun would it be to have, you know, a couple play dates and have our kids together and do the things? That's just not it. My age range of kids doesn't match anybody we fucking know. So it's just we have a little compound here and we love it. And we are obsessed with our time together, like obsessed, protective, like that's it. It's us. It's us. And we get greedy about that, even when we're going to spend time with the kids. Like, if I'm going out shopping every weekend with my older two girls, he gets shitty. He's like, what the hell? You know, like he feels left out. And I make fun of him when he does things like, you know, he's out in the garage working with his brother on my night off on the bike. Right. And I'm like, huh, see you next week. And I just fuck with him. You know, it's not real shit, but we just are greedy with each other's time. You've got to find that space where you're excited to be with your partner. We are the kind of people that we could live together, work together, sleep together, and still be best fucking friends. We never ever run out of shit to talk about, ever, ever. And the world never gives us a lack of shit to talk about. Okay. So you've got to prioritize the relationship. Stop fucking nitpicking on the little things and figure out why the fuck you're so upset. Like, why do you give a fuck that the toilet seat keeps getting left up? We stopped just talking shit to each other about the shit we do because who the fuck cares if the toilet seat is up? Right? I do. And nobody really leaves it up, but I'm just using that as an example. But just little shit, right? He hates taking my hair out of the shower, right? I never clean that bitch. So 6 months later, he's pulling out a fucking rat out of the drain. of hair, and he doesn't bitch to me about it. He's like, oh my God. So it is just not nitpicking on the little things. You've got to check out from the world. Like, when we're together, we're not on our fucking phones. We're just not. I took some pictures today and I put that bitch away. And like, we were just in the moment having conversations. We take whatever opportunity we can for date nights. And we talk about, so you have to have conversations of everything out there. Like, I read a book, I tell him what I read. He watches a YouTube video, he tells me what he watches. Like, he hears a podcast, he's like, we have to learn about this, we have to study this. Our conversation never ends. And you have to have passion in life and for each other. You have to find hobbies that you both like. Stay independent, taking care of yourself, and know that you guys come together. If you're really struggling, don't be too proud to get a fucking counselor. It's not too late to revive your marriage. You have to remember that time. You know, why'd you choose them in the first place, right? You chose them. You just have to get back to that point. Like, you have to date your spouse. And it's no one's job to initiate. Like, bitch, take the torch and just start the thing. Start remembering why you love them in the first place. Practice an attitude of gratitude of like, why am I so thankful? Imagine your life without them at this moment. At this moment. I told you guys I do this with my kids sometimes. I have to actually literally, to just get myself back in the zone, just think like, how would I feel if they were not here? I'd fucking die. If he was not here, who the fuck is Brandon Lynette? Like, I'm obsessed with him. I'm obsessed with him. You guys have to be creative, especially if you have kids. Okay. So I'll finally just confess this whole crying after sex thing, because I know that's the only reason you tapped in. How far did you have to fast forward through this to get to this part? Bitch, that's why I kept it at the end, because that's clickbait at its finest. And maybe if you just got more friends to follow and subscribe, I wouldn't be so desperate and use tagged headlines like that and try to make you feel like you're going to get some insight. But no, bitch. Okay. So I feel like I don't even want to confess this until I see who voted, because I don't want y'all to cheat. You know what I mean? Maybe I should save this for tomorrow's podcast. Maybe that should be the revelation, just so you guys can vote. So, yeah, I'm going to keep you on the edge of your seat, bitch. We could talk about sex tomorrow, and we could talk about a lot of, like, I could talk about ways that we've had to be creative. We've got 6 kids and they co-sleep. Okay. So we've had to be super creative with our relationship, and we just don't give a fuck. When it's our time, we have blinders on and it's our time. That's it. So, yeah, it's fun. We'll talk about some creative ways to have adult time without kids involved. And I'll let you guys know who in our marriage cries after sex. And I think my husband is still like, I can't believe she's going to say this. So I don't know, maybe he'll talk me out of it tonight and threaten my life and all the things. But for now, I want you guys to vote on Facebook and then I'll spill the beans. So thanks for playing into my clickbait. I do hope you got a good message out of today's podcast, because I love you, bitch. I'm here recording when I just want to, I'm ready to go to bed right now. Because I'm fucking excited for Monday mornings. I am so excited. They are my favorite day of the week. So much amazing shit happens. Plus, we're taking the kids fishing, so I'll let you guys know how that goes. But I want to know how your homework went too. Like, who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? And you decide that, you get really strong in that. That's a magic part of relationships. Like, Ben says it all the time, like, I changed his life, but it wasn't me. I was just being me. He took the initiative to make different choices and to adopt different habits and to do different things. He's not the same person I met 12 years ago. So we're laughing about everybody in the world that didn't want us to be together because they didn't know him. And I saw past all that. I don't recommend it. It takes a really, I don't want you to be the bitch that's like, I can save everybody. I can save him. And then you're stuck in a relationship where you're getting your ass beat and he's in jail every other weekend and like life is fucking toxic. But I will say Brandon Lynette's magic came through and I really saw him. I saw him and I knew that he was my person. That's it. He was my person. And we work for that. We work for it. We choose it every single day. Every single day, I choose him as my person. That's it. I choose him. So the more you can figure out who the fuck you are, the stronger you are as a person, and then no one can fuck with you. Everybody's going to meet you at that level of love you have for yourself. So the way he loves me, like I look at him today and I see him and I'm like, fuck, he loves me. You know why he loves me? Because I love me. I love me and he's meeting me there. Right? I don't need anything from him. I desire everything about him. I desire the affection, the attention, the conversation. I desire it. If he left me tomorrow, bitch, I'll be fine. I will be fine, right? Because I'm still me. I'm still going to do the damn things. I'll be heartbroken. I'd be crushed. I'd be devastated, but I'm not going to die. Bitch, you're not going to die. So if I feel like that and I've got my person, so many of you bitches are like, you know, is this your soul match? What do they call that? Oh my God. Some girls asked me to do a reading for them the other day. And I was trying so hard not to laugh because I respect it. I do respect it. But the truth is you can make anything work with anyone. That's a fact. You get to choose your person and who you want to be. And you go from there. And then like, once you get solid on who you want and who you want to be, your dude shows up. That's it. Or your wife shows up. That's what happens. That's what happened for me. I knew exactly what I wanted. He showed up. And yeah, it wasn't perfect. It wasn't perfect, but he checked off a lot of the boxes and I was like, fuck it. I'm going to go to work on this the rest of my life. I will work on this. And bitch, we're going to have to grow through so much shit. Like our story is not over. We just got started. 11 years. We just got started. So, it's worth it to put in some work to nurture your relationship. And it starts with figuring out who the fuck you are. So I hope your homework session went really great this weekend. If you have any questions about figuring out who you are, you kind of were stumped and you couldn't get through it, bitch, that's why the Facebook group is there to support you. I'm here for you. I'm not just, you know, having these conversations and leaving you out to dry. Like, let's fucking talk about it. That's why the group is there. So let me know how you're doing. I want to know what your weekend was like, all the things. It's so fucking beautiful here. It's dreamy. So I'm super excited. I got out on the bikes. It wasn't the funnest for my finger, but I didn't die. Okay. I didn't die. That's it, bitch. Happy fucking Monday. And I'll see you in the morning. And we will definitely, we're just going to talk about sex tomorrow. Maybe a little bit. Am I clickbaiting you again? Maybe. Am I really going to confess this? Probably. Listen, I promise tomorrow's episode, I will confess. Okay. I promise. I'm writing it down right now. Confession. All right, bitches. I love you. Have a great day. Thank you so much for being a part of this with me and all the things.